Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
Sister Goal-Setting Amen. That's hey. Who she is today. We hope you're all doing well. We had a good day. We want to bring to you our edification audio, and today we're going to do something a little bit different. What are you going to share, Sister Amen?
Well, you and the brothers already shared some goals
yep. That
you guys had, and then us sisters talked about it the other day, and I've had some. I just kind of rounded yep. them off today. And
yeah, so the brothers did some long-range goals and short-term goals. I'll share mine sometime on here and do it. But today, Sister Amen's going to take a chance, and maybe this will edify people, and they can think about their own goals. She's going to share like what her goals are, just looking forward the next year or so, things that she wants to do, focus on, and to get better at, glorifying the Lord, growing up in the Lord, whatever you want to call it, some goals. Yeah. So I thought it'd be edifying for you to list your goals, and maybe others will hear them and go, hey, I need to work on that too.
Yeah, so I didn't go like into a whole bunch of goals. I just grabbed some main important ones.
Right.
And so, and
yeah, go share. We'll talk about them one by one.
Yeah, they're not like listed in order or anything. So, except this one is. First and foremost, I want to continue to love the Lord and serve Him, as well as being a godly helper and a wife and helper, and loving and serving the brethren and everything else that goes with that. Everything
yes.
I'm already continuously
yeah,
doing.
So I think of Matthew 22, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the next command is likened to the first one, to love your neighbors yourself. Your brethren are your neighbors, obviously. And so, yeah, that's a great goal because that's the two great commands.
Yeah, and everything that encompass in there, there's
right.
a lot to do in there.
And being a helper to me
yeah.
as my wife and helper in ministry, so those are good and godly, Christ-honoring things to do.
Right.
So those are good to not lose sight of those, because it's easy to lose sight of them in the rush of life and ministry and everything else, but we don't want to lose sight of those things.
Right.
The gospel foremost of all, yeah.
Exactly. And I have another one about, let's see, updating the website.
Oh, yeah.
What that means is I want to be moving over from our discernment blog, the teaching articles, onto the website. And when they took down the false teachers
blogger took
blog,
down my one big blog.
Yeah, when they took that down, I went in the history and I went and downloaded some of the things that were, they were caught out on history. So
yep.
there's like, I got quite a few of those that I want to move.
Yep.
And then I need to, we have an Anabaptist Exposed page
right.
that helps people discern the Anabaptists so they don't get swept away in them. I have some work to do on that. So
yeah, we have a bunch of links from our Unbiblical Teachers blog that are on Don't Perish that are broken now because they took it down. So we have some cleaning up
yeah,
to do. So basically just housekeeping on our website.
Yeah, that's a big
that's
goal.
A big project. That'll big. Take all year as we keep adding to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you just do one thing at a time. And then another thing I want to do is I want to see if I can get some time to look ahead for more events for us to get on the street, not just weekends or like big events on the weekends. Maybe see if there are even small things going
yep.
on during the week. So
some other farmers markets or
yeah.
some other events. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that. And I also want to focus on opening up, like pushing open more doors for one-on-one witnessing in the world as we are.
Like when you're out and about doing Titus 2 things.
Yeah, I think we do pretty good, but
yep.
I want to work on more.
Yeah, we can always do better.
I want to do more, yeah. And then,
yeah, can I go back?
Yeah.
When you say looking for events and stuff, I think of how you can help us is I look at big events, and then I look at how we're doing ministry, big events, small events, whatever. I look at churches. But like Sister Amen, she's kind of my navigator. So when she's setting our course and she says, where do you want to go? And I said, I think we're headed this way. She'll kind of set a good course for us. She can look at small towns and go, hey, they have a good town square where we could spend an hour, eat lunch.
That's the next thing on
my list. Oh, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't get, yeah, I was
okay.
going to say, and another one is because I do know the towns we're going through. And based on where the events are, because we look for events ahead of time, and we may look in a great big 3 or 4 hour circle around us, and if we find something, then I look at the map between here and there and kind of plan out possible days, and we discuss all this.
Yep.
And then I like maps. That's one thing I do like to look at. God's creation is pretty amazing
right.
to see it. But then I'll look at, like Brother Tupo said, the squares or maybe a busy one main road that
good
goes
good place
through.
To fly signs.
Yeah, and so we can do that. We always have some really good conversations.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also got to kind of see if it works out in our schedule, depending on where we got to be
right.
and if we got the time and stuff.
Yeah.
So just something for me to keep in mind. I mean, we already kind of do it, but
yep.
maybe focus a little bit more on
right,
it
right.
If possible. And then another thing I want to do, unless you had something else to say.
That's how you got me to be able to preach in front of the Spam Museum.
Oh, I know.
we didn't even know the spam museum was there. And she said, hey, there's a downtown area. We're driving right by this. We stopped and I got to preach at the spam museum.
Right.
Had some good witnessing there.
He did on one side of the street. I did on the other side of the street. Yeah. And we had some good witnessing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing I want to do is there's some key verses on location memorization. That's what my notes says. So there's a lot. I mean, we use a lot of scriptures out on the street repetitively.
Right.
And I know quite a few where most of them are to find them chapter and verse. Not that it's necessary, but there are a few more that I want to take some time to focus on.
Yeah, the common ones that come up all the time.
Yeah, and so just for me, I kind of want to do that.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, and then I've had this one. I kind of started, but we get so busy, I can only just kind of pick away at them. Exposing false women teachers. I want to do that more. I do have a page. Did I say women? False women teachers.
Yep.
Yeah. I do have a page under the women's area that I started doing it, and slowly over time, I want to add to it. My main focus, what I wanted to do, was look for the so-called conservative
or
women,
Anabaptist types.
Like Anabaptist type.
Closer, a little closer to the truth, maybe.
Yeah. Or the ones that are appealing. They could be worldly women that are appealing to the women who have left the church system and seem a little bit more, you know, maybe they're trying
major
to dress
major deceivers.
Better. Yeah, they're even more deceivers because they might even if they don't look it, their words might sound better.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good goal.
Those are the ones I want to kind of do more. And of course, maybe throw in some of the name brands because what that does is that gets the website out more.
Amen.
People are searching and they might get some truth.
Amen.
Truth. Another one I want to do, you're going to smile when you hear this one. I want to remember the key points and some scriptures on these four areas. The first two I always confuse. Seventh-day Adventist and Mormon.
Yeah.
And then Muslims and Hebrew roots. And so here, let me explain this. I can refute any flavor of denomination with the gospel and the truth.
Right.
I know that. But what I want is to remember just a few key points about the Seventh-day and Mormon, because for some reason I keep forgetting.
Or the Jehovah Witnesses, maybe.
Yep, that one too. Thank you. See, you know.
You can add that one in
there. Yeah, I keep forgetting, and it's just simple little things that I might be able to throw as nuggets to them. But when I'm on the street, the Lord gives me the words, but I want to focus on it just a little bit harder to where I could branch off into that a little more. And I have the feeling there's a reason I'm doing this, because I'm going to need it sometimes.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so you just said Jehovah Witness.
Jehovah Witness would be another one, yeah.
Yeah, because you know I keep confusing.
Yeah.
Which ones do I confuse?
You confuse Mormons and Jehovah Witnesses mostly.
Oh.
Because, that's the ones you confuse. Not so much Seventh-day Adventists.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
See, now you got to tell me which ones I confuse. You know why he knows that? Because I keep asking him.
Yeah, she always follows up to ask me, and those are the two you want to get straight.
Every time I come back to you, I always said it right.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah, you say it right, but you just don't quite have it assured in you, so you want to study more to get it assured.
I do, right. Yeah. I also want to finish my audio Bible readings, which I was doing. I think I'm in Proverbs partway through.
Yeah, you did all the way through Psalms already,
Testament.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I'm into Proverbs already.
Yep, nice.
And you know what? It's an easy one to just kind of forget. I need to put that in front of
you. You know what's awesome about that? I think one of your goals coming up is going to help one of your goals coming up.
It is. It definitely is, and I missed that. Yeah. So I also want to work toward with the sisters, maybe being able to do some edifying and encouraging audios together at some point.
That'd be a good idea.
We'll see how that goes. And then I also want to be a helper to a sister that's going to be coming and traveling with
us. Yeah, this is exciting.
Children.
We reported about it yesterday. A brother and his wife and his two children are going into full-time van life. Well, they're going into van life. He's going to be traveling for 6 months doing full-time ministry. And then he's going to go back and work and labor to support himself. But for 6 months out of the year, they're going to be with us in America preaching. They're from Canada. And so Sister Amen is going to be drawing close to his wife. They're already close over the internet, and they're going to be drawing close in person, and Sister Alma will be helping her in her Titus II life. Van life is a big thing to get adjust to with small children, and of course me and my brother began drawing close to each other. So yeah, Sister Alma's going to have that role of being the older sister to this younger woman that's traveling, and so that's going to be a good thing. It's going to stretch and grow both of you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to learn from it, and I might have some more things to be able to share, talk about, whatever, maybe to help encourage other people.
We're looking forward to that. That's going to be exciting.
Right, amen. And so another one, I got two left. I need to keep reminding myself to be content in each day and what I can get done, because it seems like almost every single day turns out to be different than we planned.
Something different comes up, and we never get finished what we thought we were going to start or anything like that. So, yeah, good expectations are wise to have. Otherwise, you end up feeling like you're always failing and not getting done stuff.
Right. So. And so if I don't get all these done by the end of the year, not like it has to be a year.
Right.
All this is like an ongoing in front of me to go, okay, hey, do I have time? I can pick and poke at some of these and stuff. So.
Somebody once said, make a list of the 10 most important things in your life, prioritize them accurately, and then every day make sure you take care of the top 3 or 4, and then the rest of the things just will take care of themselves.
Yeah, you know what we take care of in this life serving Christ? All the other things that come up in front, whether it's witnessing to somebody, body things that come up.
Right, which is the top of our list.
It is. That's way up at the top.
Yep.
Sometimes that takes a precedence day after day after day.
Oh, yeah. And then you don't get to 8 or 9 or 10, and I guess that's okay.
Right, exactly. And so the last one I have, this one is, I think is what you're talking about, we'll go with the audio Bible readings. I call it be time.
Right.
Because there's so much to do and a little bit of time to do it that we can get swept away, that we don't take time to just... be still.
Just enjoy your walk. Read the word.
Be with the Lord. Yeah. Read the word. Take just, even if it's small breather times, you know, to kind of reset and refocus and appreciate him and thank him. Not that we don't in our lives.
You got to have that good balance of doing and helping brethren and then doing your chores and then also making sure you have time for just focusing on your faith life as well.
Yeah, it might be called quiet time.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, your readings will help you do that, because I know that really, that's kind of soothes you and you really like that.
Oh, it does, because you stop and take time to just focus on the word. Because we're so used to working and giving it out to everybody,
right.
And that's an awesome role. That's a big responsibility, but yet we want to make sure that we give him his glory one-on-one, too.
Here's the key, ready? We're told to labor for the kingdom, and we should be every day. We also should be resting in Christ.
Yes, amen.
Make that balance.
Yeah, not that I have
Hebrews 4 tells us to rest in Christ.
Right. Yeah, so those are what I'm thinking.
That's awesome. You got a good list there. I'll share mine next time. I got some short-term goals, and I have some long-term goals, and we just all decided to do it to try to give us some direction and things where we're headed, so I think it'll be a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. If I were to say a long-term goal, it's going to be to increase in preaching and sharing the gospel with people. That's like one of my biggest long-term, to keep going and pressing more and more and more.
Yeah, to not fade back, but to press on.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We don't plan on fading back. We plan on burning out, meaning going until we can't go no more.
Oh, right, because you know what? It's like, isn't it? Like every year, more and more, the fire and the flame within us burns more. The words come out more. The witnessing is more.
Like people say about their cars, we don't want to rust out. We want to wear out. We want to work so hard, we get worn out. Like Paul says, I'm done, I'm poured out, I'm a drink offering, it's over for me. We don't want to sit around and go, well, we didn't get done what we wanted. We want to labor hard.
At some point, it's going to be nothing more than an old frame and a couple of tires driving down the road with us.
Oh, well.
It'll be,
I could preach from a wheelchair.
I'm good with that. Yeah, me too. I could preach from a stretcher if I need to.
Yeah, amen, amen.
Praise
so,
God.
Yeah, that'll be those are good goals. And I have a question. Where are you going to put those?
These are mine.
No. No, I'm asking, where are you going to put those for your own personal life so that through the year you can look at them and see how you do it? So you put on your note thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you make goals for yourself, I always tell a brethren, if you make goals for yourself and then you stick them in a drawer and you never look at them, you're probably going to forget them and never achieve them. Put them somewhere. I know the brothers printed them out and had them on their walls and all this type of stuff, which is a good thing. So put them somewhere on your phone, in your note place, somewhere where you look at them and you'll actually... be testing yourself too, because you can't hit a target you're not really aiming at.
Right, exactly.
So thought that would be some good advice.
Yeah, maybe you should put a note on there that says look at my notes every day.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Yeah, definitely. Anything else today, Sister Amin?
Just lots of things going on all the time, and just thankful for it and pressing on. And I'm thankful to be a worker for the Lord.
Amen. We got a cold, chilly night tonight, and we're headed to our place to go park and set up for the night. Got to make a phone call with some brethren, and so we're going to leave right there. I'm going to read some scripture here. Ephesians 4, 1 through 8. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called. Yeah, we're supposed to be worthy, aren't we? Mm-hmm. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is grace given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. So that's just a good reminder of who we are in the body, and there's one Lord, one body, one word, and make sure that we're focusing on those things and keeping our priorities straight in the Lord as we're striving for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's drive on.
Amen. We're going to leave it right there. We hope that edified you. We love you all. Check out our website for all the resources, don'tperish.com. We're trying to add to it every day as we also are edifying the brethren and planning for kind of our next stage of our ministry. We're going to be out preaching, like we said, with this family, with this couple, which is something new and different for us.
Yeah.
Having a couple, we've had men with us before, but having a couple with us full-time in the streets, and this is a zealous young couple that love the Lord, and they are striving for the kingdom, and so we're excited to just be able to help them grow in the Lord. They help us grow in the Lord and be able to go out, and there'll be twice as many of us in the street shining light together.
Oh, I know.
And awesome. We're looking forward to it, and we're thankful that God brought our paths together. And we got a really good redemption story as a body, so it's pretty glorious, and we know that God's going to bless and do good things among us. So,
amen.
We're looking forward to that with our brothers and sisters. So look forward to lots of stories from the road on that, and we're going to leave it right there. Go forth, set your eyes on Christ. And I'm working on a teaching called Christ, Not Your Circumstances. And I would encourage you all, if you're claiming to be believers, you seekers, you need to repent and follow the gospel to eternal life. Otherwise, you're going to lose your soul. But if you're claiming to be a blood-bought saint, I'd encourage every one of you, keep your eyes on Christ, not on your circumstances. Go read about Peter when he got out of the boat and he was walking to the Lord. The waves and the water scared him, and he was going down while he looked at that. He looked to the Lord, and he was able to make it. Keep your eyes on Christ, not your circumstances, and that will help you go a long way to have peace and joy and endurance in the gospel.
Amen.
Love you all.
May God be praised.